Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everyone, this is David. It's just a quick hit. Hello, hello, hello. Let's get right into it. Happy Sunday. Is everyone having a good Sunday today? You know, we're just jumping on for a few quick hits. Let's not spend too much time, guys. If anyone wants more of me and you're not sick of me, I am sick of my own voice. Go listen to the Mindy Cohn chat this week because she's really good friends with Dolores and Margaret. She's in Palm Royale, which is so good already. And she worked with Kim Fields on Facts of Life. That was her co-star. So we talk all about our HOA. Anyway, welcome for everyone watching on YouTube. Sorry, I look like a mess. It's Sunday morning. It's LA. It is foggy and I'm exhausted. So couple of things here. Has everyone watched Buying Beverly Hills? That Mauricio, she's got something to say. You know, so many of you have slipped into my DMs that you've watched it. It worked. It has worked. Now, look, Kyle's not. This is helping Mo more than it's helping Kyle. Kyle was never in jeopardy of losing her job on RHOBH. She is never going to be in jeopardy of losing her job on RHOBH. Okay? She's an OG, and that animal in New Jersey, Teresa Giudice. We have two OGs here that are floating around. Kyle is not in jeopardy. Andy loves her. She's not going anywhere, despite what she says, you know. So this has helped her. I think this has helped. What am I saying? What I'm trying to say is this has helped two people the most, as far as I can see. A, Morgan Wade, y'all. And B, Mo. Hi, Mauricio. She's doing well today. Mauricio Umansky. It's helped two people because Kyle was fine. So many of you, this is like the traitors. Nobody watched Buying Beverly Hills season one. I did. I love real estate porn. Real estate shows are my favorite. Selling Sunset, Selling the OC, Million Dollar Listing New York, RIP. I will absolutely be watching Sirhand on Netflix, which also might be called Selling New York. Let's be honest. Ryan has a new show coming. And I watched Buying Beverly Hills. Now you all seem to be watching. So congratulations, Mauricio. Congratulations, Kyle, because of course you want Mauricio to make as much money as possible. You can divorce him, cha-ching, cha-ching. And this is helping everyone. It's helping Mauricio the most. Mauricio has spoken out, though. She's not happy with all this. You know, you want to get your press for Buying Beverly Hills, and now you're doing interviews. And during the interviews, Mauricio has come out and said that, you know, it's really annoying. So Kyle wants you all to know it's none of your fucking business what happened with him, with her and Mauricio. And Mauricio wants you all to know that you're fucking annoying. So are you more offended by Kyle telling you it's none of your fucking business? Or are you more offended by Mauricio telling you that you're all fucking annoying? He says it's very annoying not being able to live under any privacy or anything like that. It's annoying. It's a huge sacrifice. Huge sacrifice. Let's focus on that word, sacrifice. Being on reality TV, it's a sacrifice, he says again. So he's annoyed that this has to be, you know, played out in the public eye. Do we even need to touch that one? Girl, the agency is what it is. Not because you left Rick Hilton. Not because you had enough balls. It is what it is because you're on a reality TV show. And yes, you're very good at your job. And you hired David and James, who are on Million Dollar Listing. And you are great. You built an amazing business. I'm not taking that away from anyone. I'm not taking away Skinny Girl from Bethany. But don't tell me that Skinny Girl would be Skinny Girl if you weren't on a platform to talk about Skinny Girl and drive around a fucking hideous car in the Hamptons in front of millions of people. So it is what it is. I'm sorry you're annoyed, Mauricio. You can't have the benefits, girl, without the sacrifice. Speaking of Beverly Hills, Lisa Rinna. Miss Rinna has spoken. Let me tell you something. Stop your nonsense. And I'm saying that to all of you. Let me dispel all the rumors going on around there. Camille is in talks to return. Fake news. Denise is in talks to return. Fake news. I saw today on a whole bunch of blogs, Eileen Davidson is in talks to refuse to return. Fake news. So this bullshit that Eileen, Camille, and Denise are in talks, stop it. Just stop it. Stop the nonsense. I even saw that Rinna is in talks. Stop it. There's only one person from the past who is returning to Beverly Hills, and her first name is Kathy, and her last name is Hilton. There you go. Okay? Please. And by the way, just so you know, for $10, I have to raise my price because I am getting booked on Cameo all day. For $10 on Cameo, you can actually ask me a question. It doesn't have to say happy birthday, stick your hand down your pants. You can ask me an actual fucking question. So when you hear this bullshit and you DM me all day and want an answer, I don't have time to answer back. Now, book me on Cameo, girl or boys, and I'll give you an answer. So book me on Cameo, $10. I have to change that price. This is crazy. It's highway robbery. But when you hear this shit and you want an answer, that's where you go. Now, Lisa Rinna was on Jennifer Hudson. And of course, going back to Beverly Hills came up. And Lisa Rinna says, no, never. No, I wouldn't, she says to Jennifer Hudson. But listen, I'm grateful for the experience. I think it has made me a better actor because I'm acting again. Hey. Then an audience member snickered. She's like, I'm not kidding. You laugh, but it's true. I think it made me a better actor working with those women and going through that experience. I just did a movie called Mommy Meanest, which I trained for 8 years on that show. I definitely did. I have a lot to pull from after working for 8 years on that show. You know, different psychologies of different women I would never have come across that if I hadn't done that show. I'm grateful for that show. I'm the person I am today because of it, and I'll never go back. Nope, did it, done, saw the movie. I told you guys I ran into Harry Hamlin in November. He's like, fuck, we are so happy. She's off the show. I think I kind of believe her. Now, look, Rinna's a hustler. She says this. If she's offered enough money, I think she'll go back. But I'll admit it. As important as it is for me to eat healthy and put the right nutrients into my body and hydrate, I'm really not great at it. I'm always on the go. I'm never making that a priority, and I'm always hungry. This was a real problem until I discovered 310 Nutrition. I love 310 Nutrition's water hydrators. You just add them to water, and they make your water taste so much better. They also have refreshing lemonade mixes. My personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. I love their caramel sundae, their vanilla cake, the shamrock cream. I drink one of these shakes, and it totally satisfies my hunger. They're low in fat and low carbs, which I love. They also satisfy my carb craving. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. Look, so okay, I think she'll go back. I think that's all bullshit if she was offered enough money. She's not going back this year. She's not going back next year. My gut says Lisa Rinna will never be back on Beverly Hills Housewives. Really, because they're never going to ask her back. The show, we've moved past that. Here's the thing. Do you guys have a minute? This is a quick hit. Come on. Why are you doing this to me? I'm sick of it. I got to go have a life. But do you have a minute? Here's the thing. You know how, like, you date someone and it's really good, and then it's also really bad, and then you break up with them, and then you say, I'll never go back. Okay? Now, the other person, they maybe have a little bit of the power. They know if they asked you back, you would probably go back. And the thing is, it's not that they don't want you back. It's not that they don't want you back. They have days where they're lonely. They have days where they're horny. They have days where they feel alone in the world. And they think maybe the best thing is to go back to that person. And I know if I ask them back, they'll come back to me because, you know, I'm richer, I'm cuter, whatever it is, whatever stupid system of hierarchy in this fucked up world we use. Supposed to be in love with someone, right? And none of that's supposed to matter. But whatever it is, they have a little bit of power. And they think, I'm having a bad day. Maybe I'll ask that person back. They have a bad season at Beverly Hills. Maybe we'll ask Rinna back. But the thing is, when the moment passes and you think about it, you think about all the drama that came with dating that person. And even though you're having a bad day, week, month, and you think, and you're still thinking, do I text them? Do I call them? Do we start discussions about getting back together? Because I know they'll say yes. You say to yourself, man, that was a bad month, but that moment has passed. And you just remember all the drama. So I really truly believe, just like that, I don't think Bravo is ever going to ask Rinna to come back. I love Lisa Rinna. I believe that she thinks, let me put it this way. I believe that she thinks that her statement is very authentic and true. I do believe in her heart of heart that she believes that she'll never go back to Beverly Hills Housewives. I actually, unlike all these other women, a lot of them that sit around and say they'll never go back and they're just thirsty and desperate, I don't think that about Lisa Rinna. Lisa Rinna is booked. Lisa Rinna is busy. She can go to any fashion show anytime she wants because of her daughters. Her daughters are making tons of money. The movie that she was just in, Mommy Minus, you might laugh and turn up your nose at Hunting Housewives with Nene and Denise. Let me tell you something about Lifetime TV. Cha-ching, cha-ching. For what you do, you are paid very well. Her daughter was in the movie, which even if Lisa Rinna was paid a dollar, she would have taken it to get her daughter an acting credit. And she doesn't play her daughter's mother, I believe. So I believe that she believes it, and I believe that she is very happy in life. She is very busy. She loves, you know, you wake up and you're like, on today's agenda is go fight with Garcelle, talk about bots, you know, fight with Sutton and get reamed and raked over the coals by Crystal. That's on today's agenda. Now, a year later, she wakes up and on the agenda is like, you know, go in for an audition, go film Mommy Meanest, Be told how great I am. And she's an actress. She loves she's not no Meryl Streep. Come on now. But she likes the process of acting. So yeah. So I believe that she believes she'll never go back. I think if they called, she'll go back. I don't think they're ever gonna call. It's no shade to Lisa Rinna. She seems happy. I believe she's happy. Go for it. God, I apparently have a lot to say out of nowhere. Does anyone even fucking care that Larsa and Marcus broke up for good? Does anyone care? Anyone? Anyone in the back? Is that Lisa Rinna back there listening in? Is anyone in the back? Lisa, do you care? Anne Marie Wiley, Miss Wiley is out. Miss Wiley is out. I was torn on this one. I'll be honest. I could have seen, I'm telling you, she's out. Kathy's in. Period. The end. Now, I have been wrong, but my crystal ball right now says with Anne Marie out, nobody's being fired. And her replacement is a woman named Kathy, and her last name is Helton. Sorry, I was just looking at some crap here. Kathy Helton. Okay. And I think it's going to be a unified. There's a video going around on Bravo. First of all, let me back up. I believe Kathy was called back to this reunion as her audition for next season. Yes. She was there to help Kyle and support Kyle and blah, blah, blah. But I think that she was there as her audition for next season. And now there's a video on Bravo TV. I don't know if it was today or 2 days ago, whatever it is, I saw it today. I believe, and she says, I'm here for Kyle, blah, blah, and she says, nobody comes between me and my sisters. And I believe that it's the age-old, back to the 18th century of fucking, I might be able to scream at my family and I may not like my family. But I love my family. And if you come from my family, I will fucking destroy you. That is what it is. We've seen Kim and Kyle go at it. You stole my goddamn house right from the beginning. We have seen Kathy and Kyle go at it. Guess what? My prediction, because I got the crystal ball right here under the desk, Kathy is back and it is a unified front. You saw those sisters holding those two hands on that couch. Kathy and Kyle. And when Sutton put Kathy's name in her mouth, you already lost two sisters. Oh, when she says I was coming for you next. Well, we never got to see that, did we? Well, guess what? I think Alex Baskin, I think Andy Cohen, I think the whole fucking production team said ding, fucking ding. The next season, guys, is always born at that reunion. Don't kid yourselves. The reunion is not whether you're coming back next season. I mean, excuse me. The reunion is your audition of whether you're coming back next season. So I don't think Kathy's desperate. I don't think she was there to audition, but I think she likes being on TV. And I think the light bulb was on before, but when she was there and they saw it, I think Kathy is coming back to be unified with Kyle. Nobody wants to see Teresa, Melissa. Nobody wants to see it. So we don't want to see Kathy and Kyle. We've already done that. Look, have you watched last season with Erica Jane? Did you watch it? They give you a break, guys. They give you a break. It's Kyle's turn after last season. They're going to give her a break. The people are going to come for her, but she's going to have Kathy on her side. And let me tell you something. It's not like nobody can go up against Sutton, but $300,000. Sutton is doing very well for herself, darlings. But as Crystal Kung Minkoff said, Kathy is Beverly Hills, and Sutton has a mouth on her. And I love Sutton. She ain't afraid of no one, but she loves, as she's told us, she's on the boards of many charities and many societies. You know what I'm saying? And so Sutton has a big mouth. She wears big pants. They're not ugly leather pants, but let me tell you something. I don't know if Sutton's going to mouth off so quickly at Kathy, but she's going to have no choice because Kathy is coming for you. She will bring this conversation up. You said this, and nobody comes for Kyle when Kathy's on the watch. So, except for Kathy, of course. And Kim, she might allow Kim to get a jab in there or two. Kathy doesn't play favorites. Well, she probably likes Kim better, but lots of you love Kim better than Kyle, right? So let me tell you something. So I think she's going to come back and it's going to be a unified front. Now, she'll come for Sutton, but what about Dorito? When Dorito, I mean, Dorito and Kyle are going into this next season, not so great. Kyle has dinner with Sutton to try to, patch things together. Oh, it's over between Dorito and Kyle, please. And so how's that going to be? I mean, because Dorito kisses Kathy's ass too. They all kiss Kathy's ass, but it's different because Sutton's like in the game. Dorito ain't even in the game in Beverly Hills. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's going to be interesting. But we're going to, and I don't know if it's going to make you all like Kyle better, but I mean, it probably will. Y'all like Erica Jane. Well, a lot of you have come around to Erica. So can you imagine Kathy smacking people down and Kyle just sitting there? It's kind of going to be good TV. So that is my prediction. You had to go in, Marie. It wasn't the most interesting season. So we're not going to, we have to make some change. It's not really your fault. I think Anne Marie, I was back and forth on this one. I wasn't sure if she was coming back. She's upset. She made a statement. She says, we never really got to see the real her until we meet again. She's upset, stuff about her mom and like she went through a lot and she put a lot in there that was edited out. Well, Anna Marie, excuse me. This is reality TV. Nobody cares about your real stories and your real problems in life. They care about all this shit. Guys, I love you all. I have to apologize. The quick hits, we can't go over 20 minutes. We have to talk about Miss the Grand Dame. We're gonna have to do another quick hit soon. Maybe even today, keep checking the feed. The Grand Dame and her DUI, Miss Dame. But this was all about Beverly Hills. I'm telling you, I feel it. I feel that is the future. And I want that. I know you all don't love Kathy. I want Kathy back. And I want a unified Kathy and Kyle. Not that I'm such a Kyle fan or anything. I just think that's going to, I'm a nobody fan. I think that's going to make good TV. And Erica on her, she's like, yeah, I don't give a fuck about you. What the fuck do I care? You said this, you said that. I know what you said in Aspen, whatever. So Erica ain't going to kiss her ass. But don't forget, Erica isn't fighting with Kyle. So we love when things change. So Kathy and Erica, watch, are probably going to get along just like they did on the thing. How's your Christmas? You took down the tree. Oh, great. Erica knows how it works. She went to the Jonathan Club every day with Mr. Girardi. They parted the Red Sea for her. She don't care. She just wants to pat the puss and be on stage. We like Erica for that. This is what's going to happen. I'm sorry, Anna Marie. I have said this for Diana Jenkins. I liked her. I don't think she got, ooh. You hate me now because I said that. I think she got royally screwed in just what was going on. And I think Anna Marie, this is a hard group to come into, girl. So you gave it your best. And yeah, I mean, they edited a lot of stuff out, probably, I think, because of your husband and all the rumors, the nastiness that are surrounding him. And I don't mean, I have nothing against you, Anna Marie, or your husband, but there were rumors of past nastiness. We'll talk about Karen's DUI another time. It's a quick hit, guys. I have to possibly have some life, but nothing in life matters except all of you because I love you all so much. Really, I don't know what the fuck I would be doing with my life right now if I wasn't here with all of you. Love you. I'm not going anywhere. We're just getting started. Thanks for the quick hit. Spread the word. I love you all. Enjoy.